Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Hi, Justin Hermes here with Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me for another episode here. Boy, I'm getting excited for Christmas. I've been extra nice to people because I know I started the year probably on the naughty list, and right now I'm making my way off. And I hope I get a new skateboard or some rollerblades or something like that. It'd be kind of fun. Anyway, starting off with the good we got going on here is Manitou Springs City Council decision clears the way for the new Cog Railway. Boy, that's a huge, huge project. And we had the mayor in, Ken, and talked about it. And, you know, it was really eye-opening to just see the effort they put behind it to get it back, literally, on track. Okay, so it's $100 million reconstruction. That's how much it's going to cost. $100 million going into that, all right? So site preparation would begin as soon as possible, and construction would be slated to end in May of 2021. That's off the Gazette there, so that's some pretty good information for you. And then obviously, you know, they are doing the new Summit House up there as well. So it's going to be exciting in 2021 to take a ride to the top and see that thing all brand spanking new. So there's our positive, our big takeaway there. And obviously, we always have a negative because we just don't live in a world of fully positives, right? So the negative is, and this is something I'm looking at our economy, and it is a little scary, telecommunications has dropped from $300 million in revenue in 2015 to now $50 million in 2017. So that telecommunications industry in here in Colorado Springs has just dropped off the map. And so that's something to keep an eye on. That is definitely a red flag that we want to watch. And we are now going to jump right on into some statistics in the housing market here. And then the title of the show is going to be an economic update. That's right. Plain and simple there. We're just going to get you nice and tuned up on the economy here nationwide and in Colorado Springs. People say the housing market's slowing. Yes, it is. But it was so darn hot that the slowdown isn't a big deal. It's not a huge crisis, right? We talked about it on last episode. But let me just throw some numbers at your face. Okay, these are important numbers. October of 17, 1939 active listings, 1,939. Then in October of 2018, there's 2,374 active single family and patio homes. Okay, so a big tick up. That's 22% up from last year. Monthly sales, October of 2017, we're at 1,431. And now we are down 1,320. So that's a 7.8 decrease, all right? And year-to-date sales last year, October 2017, we're at 13,878. We are down 13,417. That's down 3.3%. And the median price, this is the shocking thing. This hurts. Last year, October 17, 280,000. We're up to 305. That's an 8.7% increase. And the average price from 317 to 345, that's up 9%. So it's cooling because it was so red hot for so long. And that's why people are starting to freak out. And remember, too, it's the time of year, folks. Yes, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And those are just times where we always see the seasonal market cool down. But the big note that we really want to keep an eye on is what those feds are doing. December 18th and 19th, they have a big meeting. And that's going to just really determine our market here for the next year. Will the rates neutralize? There's some rumors that says they're going to have one more rate hike and then they're going to not do anything for another year. Well, I'm not sure I quite believe that, but there are some theories out there. Very smart people I've been reading up on, and some smart people are saying they're going to neutralize. Then there's some other ones, like the CEO of JP Morgan. He says he's looking at 4 rate hikes. They were just saying 3 last time the feds came out. They said we're predicting 3 rate hikes in 19. And now this bigwig with JP Morgan says he thinks there'll be 4 rate hikes, right? So we got to keep an eye on that for sure. You know, we got a slowing global economy growth. And it's just that's what's making everyone very scared. if they're going to raise rates is because the trade wars we got going on, there's just a lot of skeptics right now, and it's very important that they don't raise those rates too fast, because, boy, that could take the train right off the tracks, right? And I tell people, now is a great time to buy. I sat down with a client today, and I said, this is a great time to buy. Going into winter, you have serious sellers, right? Someone's either passed away, a divorce, a job change. They're not just putting their house on the market to see if they can buy a bigger home. Serious sellers are pricing aggressively during the winter. And what a great time to buy, as we talk about rates increasing. Whether they raise them now or they raise them in a year, they will go up. We've said it many times. The average rate over the last 40 years is 8%, okay? Right now, we're at 4.8% on a 30-year fixed mortgage. That's the highest since April of 2010. That's right. You heard it right, folks. April of 2010. That's incredible. We're talking 8 years there. Pretty fast math. I know. I really impressed you with that. I had to actually write that all out or use my calculator. But the point is, interest rates are still solid when you step back and look at it over the last 40 years. 4.8 is a great rate. Call the boys down to Churchill Mortgage if you're looking to refi, or if you're purchasing, you're calling me. And then I'll get you in touch with Jay and Kenny down there at Churchill, because those guys got the Churchill Certified Program. They're going to get you a rate that's very competitive, and they know investment properties as well. And that's what I absolutely love and have a passion for, is creating that investment property portfolio that can create passive income for you as you go into years of retirement. And it could just, depending on your age, when you get in, it could kickstart your retirement by 10 extra years. You could be traveling the Bahamas because of your hard work and determination getting into the real estate market. Okay, so we talked about it. December 18th and 19th, the Feds are going to have a big meeting, and we'll see if the central bank raises rates for the fourth time this year. The fourth time. Unbelievable. Okay, so let's talk about, I got a great article here from the Associated Press. Home prices rise more slowly amid weaker sales. Okay, some staggering stats. I'll tell you right now. Six straight month that home prices increases have slowed. So we're on six straight months. We're talking nationwide now, not Colorado Springs, that they've slowed. New home sales have fallen for four straight months. The declines, why are we having the declines? Mostly they're tied to the higher mortgage rates, right? Which have jumped this past year. Unbelievable. Home prices, even with the slowdown, are still rising more quickly than incomes. There's another problem. Combined with the higher borrowing costs that has made the purchase less affordable for many Americans. The largest, talking nationwide here, the largest yearly price increases were Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Seattle. They rose, Las Vegas at 13.5, San Fran at 9.9, and Seattle at 8.4. The smallest gains were in New York, 2.6% in New York, 2.9% in D.C., and 3% in Chicago. So some nationwide stats there. Sometimes we get our head just too engulfed in Colorado Springs, and we got to step back and see the big picture, right? So years of price growth outpacing income growth, as well as rising mortgage rates, is making the cost of buying homes increasingly expensive. That's the big takeaway out of that article. Now, we also see here that Americans' perspectives have been changing. There was a poll that came out, great article in the Real Estate Journal, and it's just very interesting. Very interesting here. After five consecutive quarters of overheated housing, Americans now believe housing is cooling off. 81% of Coloradoans believe that the housing market is finally cooling. And let's look at another stat here. They did a big poll, and it's Americans who think home prices are too high, 72%. Millennial starter home buyers who plan to wait to buy after the correction, 66%. Upgrade home buyers who plan to sell soon, then wait to buy after the correction. That's 36%. And then the plan to drop out of the market completely together until a correction comes is 14%. So you can see it's not just me telling you this. The mindset has changed, and it's changed fast, because early spring we weren't talking this way. So 72% of Americans and 78% of urban residents say home prices are still too high. Okay? 59% of interested home buyers say they plan to wait for a meaningful correction before they buy. All right, those are very, very important numbers to look at. Another alarming fact that I see, and I was talking about it with Matt before the show started, is that the arms are coming back. And that's really what was scary in the big housing crash, was those adjustable mortgages pushed so many people out of the ballgame. And the arm share was more than 50% during the mid-2005, but then dropped to a low of 4% in early 2009. So you went from over 50% down to 4% for the arm market share in the mortgage market. Okay? As of August 2018, the arms compromised 15% of the dollar volume of conventional single-family mortgage originations. The ARM share has remained relatively stable since 2010, but has risen in some great geographical areas and created higher price points. So that is a concern of mine because I've talked about it. I said I don't think here in Colorado Springs we'll see a big correction. There's some outlying factors, right? We talk about the trade wars. We talk about, God forbid, a terrorist attack or lending rules getting less restrictions and loosening their belts, right? Because that could be a big issue. We get a lot of these adjustable mortgages back. They're dropping the minimum on your credit score that you have to get approved. That can cause a big, big problem. And that is really what happened in 2008. And it was the fact that they were selling, obviously, junk loans, some good, and they were packaging them all together. But the big part was is they were just too liberal with who they were approving and how they were approving them. Another great article here in the Gazette. I'm sure most of you saw it. Colorado Springs could soon be the number one housing market in the U.S. Number one. That's right. Online real estate service Trulia ranks Colorado Springs as the number one market poised for growth in 2019. That ranking indicates sales and prices could remain on an upswing in the Springs. And let me tell you what, they will. But it's not going to be an upswing like we've seen the 10-12% appreciation. It's going to go back to 5 or 6%. That's healthy. We need this correction. We totally need this correction. And I love the quote by Doug Barber in there. He says, Colorado's still a beautiful place to come to and still has reasonable, good quality of life. And those factors alone will continue to bring people here. Doug's a very smart man. He's been a realtor in this town for a long time. That's a great quote right there, folks. Colorado Springs is fantastic place to live. Also, Colorado Springs, strong year on job growth, right? And it's a large percentage of millennials helped propel it to the number one ranking report. The city came in number 8 among the 100 largest housing markets in job growth and millennial population. Well, look at what they're doing down on South Tejon, huh? Look at the growth. Look at the museums going in, visitor centers, stadiums. That's what's taken us to the top, okay? So, the big takeaways are we're going to have another good year in Colorado Springs. There's no doubt about it. But keep in mind, it's not going to be as aggressive as an uptick as we've seen in the last years. But this first quarter is going to be important to get out there and buy early before they raise those interest rates. We'll see the next time I talk if after that meeting on the 17th or the 18th, what they decide, that will hold a great factor. And what I can tell sellers is get those houses on the market early in this first quarter. And for buyers, stay close to buying at that 250 range and lock in those 30-year fixed mortgage rates while they're still competitive, okay? Remember, you can call me at 719-232-1063 or email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net, or visit our website, thehermesteam.net. Thanks, and have a great night. Pat yourself on the back for getting a little more education.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I want money.